I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How important was it to staying true to that game plan, knowing that your defense was up for the challenge, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, it was very, very important to follow the plan. There were times, where I wanted to get outside of myself, but I had actually written on my call sheet, be patient. And just to remind myself, just to stay patient, and, you know, they might make a play here or there, but stay with the plan and let our players play. And they did a great job.
Absolutely, man. You did an excellent job mixing up the coverage. You had 10 and 87 contained for the most part of the game, man. You really showed them how to contain the cheetah and the beast all in one token. But talk about how well the defensive line played. In order for your back end to play that way, your defensive line had to play phenomenal in reference to getting pressure on the quarterback and shutting down the run. They were able to do that. Care to talk about those guys and Saran Neal and A.J. Klein's impact as well?
No, you're absolutely right. In order for our secondary to play as well as they did and to contain both Tyreek Hill and Kelsey, I mean, you need your defensive line really having a great outing. So Eric Washington, along our D-line coach, along with Jock Cesari, his assistant, did a terrific job and really laying out the plan for our defensive line of what we had to be able to do. Because this quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, man, he's a tough, tough dude to corral and contain. And, you know, he's so explosive and he can do so many things. But our D-line did a great job of finding ways to contain him and to be able to get some hits on him as well, which allowed, you know, our back end to have some success. And, you know, Greg Russo was outstanding throughout the game. Ed Oliver did a terrific job. Jerry Hughes, just everybody on our D-line, star, they all did a terrific job for us.
Absolutely. And Saran Neal and A.J. Klein, in absence of Matt Milano, we're going to talk about the task that those two guys had, Coach.
Yeah, Saran, you know, we were, when you talk about third down, I mean, this is a team that's averaging almost 65%. Like you said, they're leading the league. Saran Neal played a major role in our being able to hold them under their league average, their league leading average. He played man-to-man a lot on Kelsey and did a good job of getting his hands on him and making plays. And then AJ, he's such a smart, savvy football player, really did a good job of helping to settle things down in a tough environment. I mean, those fans were loud. You're on the road. Then we had that long halftime break. You know, having a guy like AJ who is really like a cool hand Luke a little bit, you know, he knows how to just settle things down. That was a big plus for us, having him in the lineup in Matt's absence.
You know, last year's regular season game, you only blitzed once, but I'm just wondering, have you ever coached a game where you didn't blitz one time, not one five-man rush? And what would Buddy Ryan say about this?
Yeah. I thought about that when we were putting this plan together. Believe me, Mark. I don't know if I've ever been in a game where we didn't pressure at least once. So this was unusual, but for this opponent, it was the right thing to do. You know, when we studied Kansas City and their offense, and just watching Mahomes and how he operated versus pressure, man, it just created a lot of problems for defenses because of his ability to be able to see things and identify early and make you pay sometimes for bringing pressure. Now, I'm not saying that'll always be the strategy, but for this game, that was the right thing to do.
And the fourth and five play where, you know, you kind of balanced at times, you know, you did get heat on him, but on that one, it was keeping him in the pocket, and Addison really showed discipline. It was almost like he was a spy.
Yeah.
but not a spy. He was a corraler. I don't know what you would call it, but so it took some discipline on some of those guys' parts.
Well, actually, Mark, you hit it right on the head. That the huddle call was spy, and what the coverage was. So that was his role, to kind of keep him in the pocket, and if he tried to break the pocket, then go get him, go tackle him. But he did a great job, like you said, just being able to mirror him, make him have to stay there and make a decision. And then you have to credit our guys on the back end who had tight coverage. And then Jordan Poirier comes up with a big time pass breakup during that sequence. But Mario did a terrific job of doing his assignment.
You were encouraged about this defense last week. What are your thoughts about it this week in having, really passed this test?
Yeah, I'm really excited about their performance last night. I mean, that offense is a tough one to get ready for, John. They got so many weapons and, a potential future Hall of Fame quarterback. It's just a tough offense that can score from anywhere on the field, as far as getting explosives. And so for our defense to contain those guys and limit them to two touchdowns in the course of the game and to play as well as they did and to take the ball away the way they did, it really encourages you. You believe that there are more good things ahead, and that's one ball game. But against that offense, you walk off that field encouraged by what you saw.
I was looking at the game book and the playing time. Did I read this right, that Starr did not play a down yesterday? And might that change given that you've got Derrick Henry coming up next weekend?
Yeah, that's a misprint. Starr played and played well for us. He played a lot.
That's what I thought. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a mistake. So we definitely – he played well last night, and we're going to need him this coming week as well.
We asked you about this last year. How much of a presence does he create just without not having him this last year and having him this year?
You've been around him a little bit, John. He's not a real loud vocal guy per se, but last night, man, he was really amped up. He was energetic. He was bouncing around. And I think our players fed off of that energy. We kind of missed that with Starr. He can be a dominant interior player because of his force and ability to stop the run. But that leadership, that personality that he has, not that he is out there being an extrovert, but just the way he handled himself last night, it kind of helped some of our guys in that environment to kind of come out of their shell a little bit and go out on that field with great confidence as well. So he's added a lot to our team, our defense, not just what he does on the field, but how he's helped us in the locker room and in the classroom and at practice as well. So it's been great having him back. And I told him that after the game too.
I've got two for you, if I may. A little bit earlier, Sean McDermott asked us to slow our roll, I think, as a media group, when we talk about the young defensive linemen and how well they're playing. How do you balance the idea that obviously that's what Sean wants, but there, I have to believe as young players in this league, they need to have some positive reinforcement and some idea that you're happy if you are with the job they're doing?
Oh, absolutely. When we were together just a few moments ago watching the game clips, and I showed the interception by Greg, how he batted the ball and came down with it. And, all the guys were hooping and hollering. And, yeah, we want to encourage those young guys when they do well and really try to help them when things aren't quite the way you want it as well, because we're going to need them throughout the season. And that's one of the reasons we drafted both Carlos as well as Greg to really come in and help us immediately, and they're doing that. And so, yeah, we're not afraid to tell them great job, and at the same time, if something's not right, to correct that as well. But we want to encourage their success.
Leslie, I will confess that my favorite image from last night's game was at the end, the camera solely on you on the sidelines. You kind of had the look on your face you do right now, but you were just clapping. What was going through your mind there about your group?
I was just thinking about how hard they worked leading up to this game. And I reminded them of that when we were having our meetings earlier. Their preparation was really on point, and it has been through these first 5 weeks of the season. I just wanted them to remember how hard they prepared and how much time they put into the effort to get ready for the results they got on Sunday. And I didn't want them to forget that. And in that moment, I was reflecting on what it was like, you know, back in the AFC Championship game, standing on the sidelines at the end. It wasn't a lot of fun, and to know how far we've come and to see and our players enjoy the fruit of their labor. They really put a lot into this game plan in their preparation, and to see the success that they had, just really happy for them.
Obviously, when you're able to create pressure with just four guys, it's a numbers game. You have more guys in coverage. But specifically, what do those extra chess pieces allow you to do to kind of shut down an offense like the Chiefs, just with those extra players in coverage?
Well, one of the things it does, you know, you can kind of manipulate the quarterback to a degree by showing him some different looks because you got more people in coverage. You know, sometimes you may think you're playing a single high defense when you're actually playing a split safety defense, or vice versa. You know, you're playing split safety, now you're going to single high. So, you know, we're able to do more things and give them different looks when we have more people in coverage than when you're bringing pressure. And sometimes against a really, really good quarterback like Patrick, they identify, they know exactly where to go with the ball in pre-snap, then you kind of at peril if you don't have great matchups. So having more guys in coverage and having the ability to be able to rush with four can allow you to manipulate the coverage a little bit, and that helped us last night. We weren't predictable because we were able to give them different looks and put more people in coverage.
What do you say to the guys when you have that type of delay, almost of what I believe was like almost an hour, 15-minute delay, before the start of the second half? What do you say to these guys to keep them mentally ready?
Yeah, you know, we went through our normal halftime routine early on, and then once we were done with that, that's about when we got the word that we were going to have an extended halftime. And so at that point, I just kind of let the guys relax and not put too much football on their mind at that moment, because we didn't know how long we would be in the locker room. Just kind of let them, you know, get off to themselves and do whatever they need to do to kind of stay locked in what we had to get accomplished. And then you're just waiting and waiting and waiting, but not a lot of conversation. Just let them be themselves during that time.
So you guys have to do a lot of extra stretching and everything to keep their bodies loose during that, and then have to go back out and stretch again when they go back out onto the field?
Yeah, there were some guys who were stretching in the locker room, just trying to stay loose, walking around. And then, you know, once they allowed us to go back on the field, we went through a warm-up period prior to, you know, starting the second half. So we needed that after sitting around for that long. We needed to go back out and get a little bit of a warm-up, and that helped us.
Last but not least, last question. Teron Johnson, what was your comments on his play yesterday?
Oh, he had an outstanding game for us, George. You know, there were times we matched him up on Hill, and he did a really good job in covering him man-to-man. He was good in zone coverage, and he tackled well also. So he had a really good game, and we asked a lot of Taron, both in the run game as well as being in pass defense, and he's been able to rise to the challenge every week.
Slightly off topic, but Kyle Williams is being inducted into the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame this month, and I was just wondering if you could maybe give me your recollections on being around Kyle and coaching him for the time that you did.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I appreciate about Kyle was not only his play on the field for us, Jay, but his leadership, man. I remember last year after we won our first playoff game, I text both he and Lorenzo, and I wanted to thank Kyle for his leadership, because he had so much to do with the foundation that was laid here that has allowed us to have the success that we're currently having. And he really helped me. And my first year coming to Buffalo, you know, just being able to echo my message to our defense. And even when things got a little rocky at times, if we had a tough time in a ball game, he was one of those guys that was really solid throughout the ups and downs that I could count on in a leadership role. And I'll forever be grateful to Kyle for that, because not only was he a great player for us, but just a great person as well. And the two don't always intertwine. And when you have that, you have a chance to have a special human being on your team, in this case, on our defense. And that's what he was for us, and he still is today.
Hey, Leslie, I know Patrick Mahomes escaped a little bit out of the pocket, but you guys held Clyde Edwards-Helaire to just 13 rushing yards off of 17 carries. It's like under 2 yards per rush. So how do you guys carry over your success in the run defense over to a game where you're going to face Derrick Henry, who just went off yesterday and scored 3 touchdowns?
I prefer, man, not to have to think about Derrick Henry right now. He is he's a really, really good back, and we're going to have our hands full trying to contain him. You know, completely different style offense that's centered around their running back as opposed to their receivers and quarterback. So it'll be a challenge for sure. And as we get into it and learn a little bit more about, you know, what they're doing currently on offense, you know, we'll try to come up with some ways to slow him down.
And then just kind of a curiosity question. When you're coming up with a game plan to stop or limit a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, who have a high-powered offense and one of the best quarterbacks in the league, when there's not really the blueprint out there for the perfect way to beat the Chiefs, how much do you lean on analytics when you're trying to come up with a way to beat this team?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that we'll do to research an offense or some of their tendencies through analytics. And we did that last week. You know, we asked our analytics department to give us some information on some of the things that they were doing just to find out if there were some clues that might help us in our game plan. And there were some things that helped us. And our analytics department has been a big help throughout the season.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.